sports, news, and entertainment covered with some middle ground common sense right here with the Smart Guys.
Yeah, listen, all it takes is a little bit of common sense, ladies and gentlemen. Just a smidge, as I say, a little smidge of common sense. And that's where I bring in a couple of guys. Walshine, Princess, Charles. Charles Walshine, walshinelegal.com. That's with two L's and the great Steve Schwartz, you know about. MrDumble.com, two L's. Not just a shirt, a hoodie of beyond proportions, I might add. Businessman, aficionado, entrepreneur. Mr. Steven Schwartz and Charles Walshine, the smart guys, ladies and gentlemen. That's very nice, Charles. And we say a very good morning to both. Steven, how are you?
Good morning. This is the world we live in, the world of redirecting our politicians. They don't know what territory they should be in or not be in, but I think it's going to be a good thing, actually, because it's going to maybe get new people who are going to take a real interest in our politics here in Long Island that want to step in and make a difference, I'm hoping. And then there's Charles Walshine, my partner. My partner in crime over here, who has taken on a new cause. It's called monkeypox. He is going to become the expert on monkeypox, not only in the medical field, but he's also going to be one of these guys that is going to be raising the flag on this. And Charles, enough said by me. How are you doing this morning?
I am happier than a clam at low tide.
Ta-da!
All right, Walshine back from the desert in Arizona, looking pretty good. He grew his hair out since the last time I saw him.
Yeah.
And he still has the gimpy knee.
There it is. What about this monkeypox, Charles? What's going on with that? You came in hot and heavy on this. You're screaming monkeypox at me.
Well, it looks a lot scarier than COVID because you get those nasty bumps all over your body. I don't know if it's going to kill you. And I was thinking that I had symptoms. I woke up this morning craving bananas, and I was trying to climb a tree. So
yeah, you got something on your face too.
I have.
What's going on with you?
It's called my nose, Jay.
I don't know what's going on, but it's good seeing you guys in the house. You know, we were talking about the Donaldson-Anderson incident. You want to weigh in on that? You can. If you're familiar with, I know it's sports, but. If you want to weigh in on it, I'll give you a minute or so.
No, I watched the game. I watched it as it, you know, the other day I was watching the game. I saw it happen. I didn't.
And baseball suspending Josh Donaldson, you know.
Well, this is the age of overreaction, right? Because you just can't, just say I'm sorry. It's
is
not
it
what
really
I meant.
Overreaction, though. I mean, to call somebody Jackie.
He called himself Jackie, and then it's like me. It's like calling yourself Roosevelt or Washington or something like that. It's like, yeah, I'm the greatest president in the world. Like he's got numbers like Jackie. Like, but it's not about the numbers. It's about who he was or what he stood up to. What, this guy's some kind of national hero? He's getting it. Come on. There was one Jackie Robinson. There was one Jackie Robinson before him. There were several who had this faced the same kind of racism after that. Probably a lot of people, but this guy isn't one of them. He did not suffer the way those athletes did. And you know, you see a lot of things now, like the women and the men in soccer are getting paid the same for the championships. Thank God for that. Even though we all know that the men get better ratings than the women do, and that's how you pay professional athletes. But it's a big step forward.
Women have done a lot better, though, in the world of soccer than the men.
Well, the men is more competitive and more people watch. But the women do better. So, like,
they deserve equal pay.
I think they do, especially in soccer. I mean, you're not going to – I mean, one day, and not in the far future either, you're going to see women, the WNBA, wanting to get the same pay as the men's NBA. No. Thinking they get – that's absurd. That's absurd. I love to watch women's basketball. It's fundamental basketball. It's like college basketball, which I love also. But it's not men's basketball.
First of all, I cannot watch women's basketball. I'm sorry.
Why?
Listen, we've hit rock bottom when you guys are going to talk about women's basketball here on the morning show.
Listen, no one wants to hear that.
I like tall women.
What I was saying to Jay this morning about this whole issue, honestly, was there's better stories out there that the media will not cover. And one of them, just to give you a quick refreshing, memory here is this Starling Marting story. Do you know about Marte? Does Starling Marte ring a bell to you? It should have been the number one baseball story, sports story. He loses his mother, okay?
He's a hockey player.
Charles. He's a baseball player. He plays for the Mets, outfield.
Wait a second. That's the one with the little white ball, right?
He loses the mother of his children 2 years ago. He's a single parent. He's raising his kid all by himself. The grandmother that brings him up just died. He goes to her funeral. He comes back. The very first pitch, yeah. The commentator's sitting there saying, hey, listen to me. This guy did this guy. When the commentator was talking, I had tears in my eyes. The first pitch that he gets from coming back right after his grandmother's funeral, he hits a home run. He's going around the bases, everybody, whether or not you're the opponent's team or whether or not his team, is basically giving him a lot of love. He's going around the bases. He hits home plate. He looks up in the air and puts his heart in the air. Yeah. You know, like this. You know, like when you put your
hand to your
chest and he looks up. That was a Babe Ruth moment. It was a great baseball story. I said, when it happened, I'm going out to this. A day later, this Donaldson takes over. It becomes toxic. It takes over every single person this morning, yesterday morning, the day before morning, is talking about this non-story. No. This non-story. And I'm sitting there going, they missed the best story ever. And that's the problem with the country right now. We are missing the story. We are constantly missing the story.
That's a good point. So, Charles, give us the story of what, you know, we're talking about these days. Or today, we should say. And by the way, we're all in agreement with the Donaldson. I was just kidding. It's ridiculous. Baseball reacted terribly. But
yeah, horrible.
In essence, terrible. Throw a couple of things out today.
Well,
and by the way, thank you for the book, The War of the West, Douglas Murray.
There you go. Now, that's.
And I appreciate that.
You know, I think what we're going to start doing.
I will read the foreword and then put it down.
You'll probably read the book jacket and put it down. Give me the book a second. You know, I do a lot of reading besides, you know, being a prolific attorney. And what I do is I'm a litigator and I write for a living. So I'm always putting out papers, appeals. On top of that, I have time to read because it's what I love to do. And I picked up this book and I think I saw the author it was one of the talk shows in the morning on television. The author is Douglas Murray. And the name of the book is The War on the West.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much a middle-of-the-road manifesto for people just like us, middle-class people who are sick and tired of getting picked on for being ourselves and for having normal, what I call normal views about social issues and freedom of speech and... Just start at the beginning and just go to the... He addresses every single social issue having to do with modern Western culture and how the culture has been attacked and how it really doesn't deserve to be attacked. But this is a must-read, Jay, and I encourage you in your travels, whenever you're not doing anything, carry this book around, and when you have an hour of downtime, just go through it.
I will read it tonight.
You don't have to read it from beginning to end. It's not a story. And if you start in the middle and go, you know, read a middle chapter, it's not going to affect the rest of the book. So you can, at your leisure.
I appreciate it.
But this is a must read for our audience.
Go ahead. The War of the West.
It's called The War on the West.
All right. Excellent. All right. So
he put it right next to the New York Post, by the way. It's under
all right.
The so
Post. Under the New York
under
Post.
The Post.
Under the Post.
Under the Post.
I'm game for anything today. You want to talk redistricting? You want to talk primaries? You want to talk?
I want to talk. Yeah, let's talk.
Hold on a minute. You want to talk John Brooks doing what? Like a lot of other Democrats did, bow out. You want to talk that? You
right.
can.
Right.
When anything goes today, it is spontaneity at its best.
So if you want to talk redistricting, just real quick.
You want to talk Lee Zeldin? Throw Lee Zeldin.
I am going to throw Lee Zeldin in there.
You want to pick on Lee? Go ahead. Pick
no,
on Lee.
No.
Go ahead.
You know, you talk redistricting.
Yeah.
There's an interesting redistricting going on in Manhattan. In the Lower East Side, you got Karen, what's her name, Karen? You got Jerry Nadler on the Upper West Side.
We got Karen Maloney.
Karen Maloney on the Lower East Side. Mm-hmm. And they are completely redistrict and going to be involved in going head-to-head against each other, right?
Yep.
There is a perfect opportunity for a third person to come in here and say, I want change. They have had their time. I want change, and the change is now. And that is good for all of us. That this redistricting really is going to expose a lot of the old hardware that needs to be replaced. Okay? These people have become lifers in their own little district, in their own little thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not good for the communities. And obviously, it's not good for our state. So I think redistricting is a very healthy thing, actually.
Well, listen, that's what Jerry Service did at a quarter past 12 Saturday morning when he, as the, you know, the master, the, you know, kind of the mediator, base of the special master, as he was called, that's when he tossed aside this democratic gerrymandering to create a slew of intriguing new districts. And you point out a good one there regarding Maloney. That's that 12th congressional district. We had Dave Birdsell on yesterday. We talked about this. But, you know, that will pit the East Side's Carolyn Maloney against the West Side's Jerry Nadler. I mean, how about that? You're talking about two old warhorses there. Liberal,
right?
By the way, that have been in Congress over 30 years. And that's going to be a fascinating. I'll tell you the other one. Charles's favorite, Bill de Blasio, who made it official on Friday.
Why do you say something like that?
By throwing his hat into the political
Why
ring.
Would you say something
and
like
you
that?
And you can now look at that 10th district. That's that covers Lower Manhattan. That's what it does. And a little bit of Brooklyn, by the way. And there's no incumbent there. Okay, so think about it. Now you have an opening for the blah, blah. To make his way in, and he could be facing a very strong competition. You got a progressive there. You got a progressive there with Mondaire Jones.
Isn't that crazy that he won his second term going for mayor in a landslide, and he might not even win? That is an incredible story because the redistricting is that good that somebody could come in and just basically say, listen, enough.
Yeah.
You know what? Time for change. And really, you could never have that before. You could never have a guy who's the incumbent, who's been there forever,
right,
getting knocked off the way you're going to see a whole, you know, a whole new map.
Yeah, you see a whole new map. You're going to see a slew of new candidates. Even John Brooks decided yesterday, you know what? Of course, he cited the fact of redistricting, his reasoning for bowing out. Well, we all know what
he's also 72 years old.
We're also very aware of how Democrats are feeling right now across the board, whether in Congress or the Senate, because they know they're going to get slaughtered. Why even bother? You want to tell me it's redistricting, communities you fought for, no more? Come on, stop. You know, come out with a real reason, please. Please. Right. I wish people would be truthful and just come out and say, listen, I have no chance. I have no chance, thanks to Sleepy Joe Budd, because it's the trickle-down effect that has occurred. Nationally, state, local races, and everything else affected. And that's why you have a congresswoman, Kathleen Rice, who said months ago, you know what, I'm out the door. And that's what happens right now. Because Democrats are feeling the heat. They know what's a-coming here, and it ain't no wave. It's a tsunami.
Well, you're gonna have to
Charles, you agree with that.
Capitalize on this thing. Hey, Charlie, I got questions for you.
Sure.
All right.
Charles agrees with me.
Charlie, we talked about this.
I do agree with you.
There you go.
The Democrats are gonna get slaughtered, and you know something? They should get slaughtered.
Right.
Because when they have an opportunity to actually come to the middle and impress somebody like me, you know, the Democrat Party in general right now is losing me. You lose me, you're in big trouble. The last time they lost me...
Have they lost you, though, at this point?
Well, I'll tell you, they would have lost me a lot faster.
You're a staunch Democrat.
Staunch. And they're losing me. I voted for Blakeman. You remember that? And you excoriated me for voting for Blakeman. That was my message. Like, right now, the last time the Democrats lost me, I voted for Ross Perot. And if I could vote for Ross Perot right now, I would. If there was a Ross Perot. You know, and by the way, Ross Perot is the father of Tea Party, which is the pretty much the has got the same DNA, the original species DNA, as they call it, of the whacked out right wing QAnon branch of the Republican Party right now. But I want
Let me ask you, at what point will they find it? Like, you're on the fence? Are you more off?
I'm never voting for Trump. If like, no matter what happens, I don't care why I would vote. I would vote for Chuckles the Clown. I would vote for Bonzo the Chimp before I voted for him.
When it comes to the governor, are you going to vote for Kathy Hochul? Are you going to vote for Lee Zeldin?
Tell you what, get your boyfriend on here. I'm going to tell you how I vote for Zeldin.
Okay.
I want to vote for Zeldin.
So you're going to vote for Lee Zeldin.
Will you hold on, please? Let me answer the question. Lee Zeldin is everybody that I know loves him. And I do a lot of work out in Suffolk County. People know him personally. Right. They grew up with him. They came up with him. Everybody loves him. Love, not like love. The problem with Lee Zeldin is that I don't trust him. I'm not saying that I trust the Democrats, but I don't trust him. Because I want him, and if you could do this, hats off to you, but I want him to come into the studio, okay, and give you, me, and Steven, don't talk yet, no talking.
By the way, I tried getting him in.
Yeah,
this
whatever.
Week,
yeah, he's not coming within 1,000 miles of me and Steven.
Stop it.
Are you really? So when I say to him again, Congressman, when you become governor, will a woman have a right to choose? And he does hamana, 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 just like Steve did 2 weeks ago, and you're going to sit there and go, well, he got us our J. Oliver. We're going to do, he got us our fishing licenses, fee revoked. Right? You're like, that matters?
I gave you a slew of a
and none of them
the
matter.
The fishing thing was just one of them.
And none of them matter.
Stop it.
None of them matter,
so
Jay.
Instead of doing recycled stuff, you know, here's a new issue that has come up with Lee Zeldin. So there's new stuff that's come up with Lee Zeldin.
Get to the point.
And I have questions. And here's the point.
Please.
The point is that, and try to follow me on this. Give me 30 seconds. 30 minutes. When you have a roof and your roof is completely leaking, right? And you get your roofer on top of the roof and he fixes it. And then 3 months later, you get a bigger leak in the exact same spot. Do you want your roofer to sit there and go, who was on top of that roof? Someone must have done it. You must have did something, this and that. No, I want my roofer to go up there and take responsibility for that leak and that gush. And I want him to sit there and go, it's on me. I don't want him to double down like every politician does today. I don't need any more doubling down. So Lee Zeldin now is got a little explaining to do.
What, you talking about the abortion issue?
No. Let me finish. Again, 30 seconds. I'm only 15.
It's a very long metaphor.
This and that. The metaphor
seconds.
Is very simple. The simple metaphor is this. Lee Zeldin's fighting with Asparino and Giuliani. They're actually have an interesting fight going on. The interesting fight is whether or not Mr. Zeldin became a bully and tried to keep them off the voting thing.
You know what?
And hold on. They went back and forth a little bit on this, but I've heard Asparino talk, and I think Asparino is a really smart guy.
Asparino.
I can't pronounce his name. Asparino. So I believe that instead of Lee Zeldin continuing, and I love Lee Zeldin, and I'm going to vote for him.
Good.
I want to vote for Lee Zeldin. And I'm going to vote for him as of right now.
You're going to vote for Lee Zeldin. So you got Charles is about 90%.
I am going to vote for him as long as he can answer one
Charles
question.
Charles is about 90% there. And
no, who's that? 90%.
Are you there?
I am,
no.
I am going.
80?
I am going to.
I'm zero right now.
I am
now.
Going to vote for him if he answers one question.
What's
now.
The question?
I've narrowed it down. And you said you're a spokesperson.
Get to the point, Stephen. In this lifetime,
please,
William.
Kill me
ready?
Starts at 9.
Here it is. All right, here's the question. Ready? Jay? Simple. And I want yes or no. I don't want to hear it.
In this lifetime, Stephen.
All right, here we go. All right. Will Lee Zeldin accept an endorsement from Donald J. Trump?
Wow.
Yes or no? There's your question.
There's your question.
The answer is yes.
Well, you know what?
Sorry.
He just lost the governor. There isn't a Democrat. He just lost
but
my
why
vote.
Why wouldn't he accept
he just lost
why
my
would
vote.
He, lose it?
He just lost
why?
My vote.
Why?
He had a guarantee. A lock. Because he's doubling down. This is the way Lee Zeldin needs to answer the question.
What does Donald
You know what? I got mixed feelings about that. I got mixed feelings about
that. Be honest.
That. You know,
Why wouldn't you accept an endorsement from the former president of the United States?
Listen, Jay.
By the way, when you compare what we had and what we have now. I mean, are you happy with what we have now? I mean, wouldn't you have a? Wouldn't you like to have?
Don't answer the question.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Wouldn't you like to have a little something of what we had than what we're viewing right now in the world? I mean, come on, seriously,
Jay.
It's not even. This is not even a question.
Of course,
he would accept an endorsement by Donald J. Trump.
Absolutely. Is New York.
He loses.
You're wrong.
This is New York. Okay, I'm the guy you have to convince. The guy who's a staunch Democrat, or who's always been a Democrat. He's got a base, right? Zeldin already has a base, and he's not a winner in New York today. He's not.
Who's not?
Lee Zeldin's not.
Who is? Is Kathy Hochul a winner in New York?
Far and away.
Is Kathy Hochul a winner right now? Yes or no?
Kathy Hochul.
Hold on a minute. Charles, yes or no?
Kathy Hochul.
Yes or freaking
yes.
No?
Yes, Kathy Hochul.
You think she's a winner right now?
Secretariat by 23 lengths.
Oh, my goodness. 9 months in?
That's the numbers. That's what the numbers tell you.
9 months in, you like what's going on in your state?
Secretariat.
You like what's going on in your state?
But the people that are voting. And the people that are voting don't want to see Lee Zeldin on stage with Donald Trump.
Can I ask you a question?
You already know the answer.
Are you happy with what's going on in this state?
You're not answering the question.
No, I'm not.
I'm giving you a strategy move. I want Lee Zeldin to win. But you're not listening to the question.
You're not.
You're not. You want to fight politics.
You just told me.
I'm giving you. No.
If he's endorsed by Trump,
you want to see Trump. You believe. Jay Oliver, as his spokesperson, believes that if Donald J. Trump is on stage with Lee Zeldin, like he was with Mr. Oz in New York, you believe that he's going to win New York? I think he just committed political suicide.
Listen to me.
Political suicide.
If Trump endorsed, I'm not saying it's going to happen. If it did happen, why would it be so catastrophic? Honestly.
It's how Lee Zeldin
because
answers the
if
question.
You, but here's
it's
the
not
thing.
About Trump.
But here's the
it's
thing.
About
if
Zeldin.
You look, hold on a minute. If you look at how Democrats are going about their business right now, not only in the state, around the country, would it be so bad if Zeldin got an endorsement from Trump? With what's happening in our country right now?
Zeldin would be going
hold on a minute.
Oh
with Biden approval numbers in their 30s.
Okay.
Lowest it's ever been.
Congressman,
okay.
If you're listening.
If you're looking at everything involved in our country right now, don't you think that most people would want a taste of Trump rather than what they're going through right now?
Okay. I'll change the
name.
Are you happy with gas prices? I'll change.
Are you happy with inflation? Are you happy with Title
42? Knock it off.
With the border? Get Title 42 up.
Jay, knock it off.
I'll change.
Come on.
I'll change the name because Lee Zeldin obviously is your boyfriend, and I can't talk Lee Zeldin.
See, I resent that because you're pulling
Josh
Donaldson on me.
I'm going to ask you a different question.
You're pulling a Josh Donaldson on me.
What I'm doing
is... I want an apology. I'm tired of it. No, I want an apology.
You're never getting an apology.
I want an apology.
Listen.
I'm sorry. Okay, you want an apology?
Carl Hastie, okay, and Cousins, your two great people that you love so much.
You love to abuse them.
Oh, that you love to abuse. Got together today.
They should be
abused.
Can I
ask you a question? This is the only question I want to ask, and then I'll leave it to you. If Hastie and Cousins got together and had a news conference today, all right, and they said, we blew it, we were going for bail reform, we didn't realize what it was going to do. It didn't work out. We are going to work towards the solution. We are not doubling down. We blew it. We blew it. We're changing course. We blew it.
In other words, they admit to their mistake.
They admit to their mistake. They are not going to double down like Lee Zeldin does on every curve. He has yet to ever say, I was wrong. They ask him about the governor. Am I wrong? I want to hear my politicians start saying, okay, I was wrong, and I want to start working for the people, for
really?
The better
have
of the
you
people.
Have you heard that from anybody involved as far as
Lee Zeldin?
Have you heard it? Have you heard it from
Hochul?
And
I want to hear it from Hochul, too. That's why I don't want to use Lee Zeldin. The first person that's ready to do that, okay, is going to have a winning vote. A winning vote and a winner. That's
it will never happen, though.
Why not?
Because it won't.
Are
you ever going to hear Kathy Hochul say, I made a massive mistake?
We're never going to have Donald Trump as president.
Are you going to hear that from Carl Hastie?
Maybe.
No way.
If he was
no
smart,
chance.
If he was
but
smart.
But it won't happen.
Does he want to win?
You think
does
Ocasio-Cortez is going to come
would
out?
It be, listen, I didn't
say. You think AOC is coming out, Santa?
If you could double down. Listen. Stop this double downing.
This is.
It's not working.
This,
bail reform's not working.
This
whether
is.
You're Democrat,
but it's. Come on, Steve. You know it's never going to happen. Okay? There are no apologists out there for what's going on. You know that. And you think Andrea Stewart Cousins is going to do a reversal and by saying, you know
if
what?
She was smart, she
hold
would.
On a minute. It's not the 2% regarding recidivism and a rearrest. It's actually 43%. Because Jim Quinn was right when he was on the Jay Oliver show. When he was on the Jay Oliver show and he said 43% is the actual number. Okay? Madam Senate Majority Leader, you're wrong. Now, you think that she's going to reverse that? And Jim gave everything to back up that number.
I think it would be refreshing.
It
I
won't
would be
happen.
So refreshing.
But you know,
people,
let me ask
I'm
you
a
question.
People would
do
love
you
that.
Think Joe Biden is going to apologize for what's happening down at the southern border right now? Do you think he's going to apologize?
He should.
He's not.
He
you
should.
Know it. Do you think he's going to apologize for the gas prices?
I agree.
Instead of always blaming Putin.
But
everything,
he should.
He blames Putin for everything.
He should say.
He blames Putin for the baby formula
what's
shortage.
What's wrong with saying, I made a mistake and I want to reverse course? Why is that so bad? Why are we so
because it doesn't happen
bullheaded.
In today's world. Come on. You
so
know
change
that.
The world. It's it wasn't going to happen that Donald Trump, they were saying he has no chance to win for president. It's never going to happen. And listen. This guy started all this double downing. Being a bully and not getting certain things done
listen
and uniting, right?
Listen.
And that's why he's not president.
Nobody
right?
apologizes.
So now,
hold on a minute. Let Charles chime in here. Go ahead,
please.
Chime in.
Back to the original question. Can I? I want to. I would love to vote for him because the truth is, I'm not really happy with the Democrats.
Well, how could you be?
You want to give me a chance
no,
here? Stop running your mouth.
How
for
could
two
you
seconds?
Be?
The Democrats do a lot of good.
Oh, they, come on. Stop.
Listen.
Name one thing.
They're in favor of a woman's right to choose.
Name one thing.
How's
so,
that?
So
let's
are
start
Republicans.
There.
Stop.
Really?
Stop.
The 26 states.
Stop.
They're going to make a child that's been raped by
listen.
Carry a baby to term.
I
Jay,
agree
don't.
With you in that regard.
So
yes.
How come okay. How come Lee Zeldin can't come on this show? We don't even have to be here. You ask him that question and see what he says. Why? Why? How come he can't say, you know something? And by the way, just so you
by
know.
By the way, he'll be on tomorrow.
Good.
I will have him on tomorrow.
I'm going to listen.
Listen.
Oh, I'll phone in. You will not. I'm going to. You know what? I'm showing up here tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You want to bet? You better get security guards.
It's a one appearance rule here.
Huh?
One appearance.
Yeah, okay, right. See how that works out for you.
Schwartzy,
we're coming in.
Yes, we'll be in tomorrow.
Everybody who's listening is going to be a war. It's going to be a war. You better tell. Oh,
security.
You're going to need more than security. You're going to need an infantry unit.
Listen, getting back to the original.
How come he can't say? What? Can you just be quiet for 2 seconds? How come he just can't say? You know something? Nobody knows live to fight another day better than me. Okay, you live to fight another day. Said, listen, this is the way it was. This is the side the bread was buttered on. Everybody had Trump fever. If this guy went against you, the guy was a psychopath. He would come after you. He'd go for blood. And he said, I went to Congress. I was elected. I went to Congress to do a job. Uh-huh. And sometimes you just gotta eat the, like you say, eat the crap sandwich. And that's exactly what he did. But now that he's gone, he's still eating the crap sandwich.
All right,
okay? He thinks it's out there because Donald Trump has got everybody except the people who've got a pair of balls, like the guys down in Georgia. They say, you know what? Thank you, but no thank you. You want to endorse somebody? It goes for you. It's the for you with Donald. For me, a Donald Trump endorsement is the kiss of death. If he said that, you know something. Thank you, Donald. But I think my constituents. I have enough of a record. I don't need you to come
really?
And
tell
and help
that to
me.
The guy in
help
Indiana
me.
Last week. I think I won.
Help
I think
me.
I won him a primary. You know. I mean, listen. Listen.
If he said, listen, I thought.
You guys are being foolish.
No, I'm not being foolish.
You're being foolish. Because.
He's going to. If you think.
You look at what's happening in and around our country right now.
He's not going to get New Yorkers to drink the Trump Kool-Aid. You understand how badly Trump lost here.
Let me tell you something. It's a
choke on it.
It is a different story now.
Oh, it is not a different story.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's the same story because
really?
Biden has the same approval
rating. Do you like the
rating.
Way the state's being run? Do you like the way the state's being
it
run?
It could be run better.
It's all Trump's fault.
It could be run better.
It could be run
How
better.
How much better?
Nobody
like
wanted
in certain ways. In certain 10, ways, 000, a lot,
10,000% better.
Nobody wanted Joe Biden as president. That's what you keep missing. Nobody, not even the Democrats. Nobody wanted him. He was the only one that could beat Trump. They locked him in a basement down in Delaware, and he said nothing.
They locked him in the basement exactly. and fooled around this with the ballots, and
Trump's
here we go.
So Trump is the, you know, Biden is Trump's son. He was never going to win Biden. They would have gone in any direction. Listen, they wanted
they'd have voted for
Trump.
They'd have voted for Bonzo
and
the
that's
chimp.
That's what's going to happen here in New York. Lee Zeldin wants to win. You know what? Lee Zeldin still has to answer that one big question. Hey, he's the one that said Andrew Cuomo's going to make a great president in 2011.
You know, you go back, whatever you're reading, you're going back. You're going back 10, 12 years. Stop it already.
Why not say, hey, Lee Zeldin
should say, hey,
I made a mistake.
Why?
Why can't Lee Zeldin say, I made a mistake?
Why? Who cares?
I would respect that.
But who cares about it?
Respect that.
Let me ask you a question. You guys are such nitpickers. Who cares what he's, hold on, shut up a minute. Who cares what he said about Andrew Cuomo? Do you really care what he said about Andrew Cuomo in 2011?
I don't.
Honestly.
I don't, but somebody else does that wants
Who
to vote
cares?
For Lee Zeldin.
Honestly.
Lee Zeldin.
I know
Charles
people,
Walshine cares.
I know people I that are staunch liberals that have had it. They're switching parties.
So do I.
They are switching parties because right now the state is hanging on by a fingernail as far as going into the black hole forever.
I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican.
I'm telling you right now.
I will not vote for Lee Zeldin if Trump endorses him.
Listen,
I will not.
Listen.
The same way I
right
didn't
now,
vote for Trump.
Right now,
I will
it's a
not
moot
vote
point.
For Lee Zeldin.
Right now, it's a moot point.
Bring
okay.
me Astorino. Okay?
Bring me Astorino? Okay.
Yeah, bring me Astorino. Bring me the guy that got hit with the flower pot.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's that?
Giuliani.
Giuliani.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. But
you want Harry Wilson too? You want that guy too? Who's by the way an Alvin Bragg supporter
like
from
Charlie,
way back?
Like Charlie was saying, who's that?
Who's that?
Harry Wilson. Look him up.
Right.
I heard Wilson.
Don't they
make softballs and volleyballs
yeah.
and stuff like
yeah,
that?
That's right. Yeah.
Wasn't this his best
tennis,
friend?
Listen, tennis balls. Tennis balls.
Tom Hanks' best friend tennis on the ball. Island right there.
Listen,
his name was Wilson.
You guys,
right,
yeah. that's what I thought. You guys are just pulling my leg because I'm convinced of it. Because you guys have some intelligence,
Stop
having known
down.
You now. And the fact of the matter is, you guys know where the state is.
Zeldin screwed up, pal.
Okay.
He screwed up, you know,
up.
And he's screwing
you know
up
what?
Right
you're
now.
Gonna, you know something?
He's screwing up right now.
Walshine, you're going to vote
as
for the
witness,
guy. You're going to vote for the guy.
I'm never
I
voting.
I know you're voting. I know
you're
voting.
You're going to ask him a question tomorrow.
I know you're voting for the guy.
You are
a Zeldin supporter because you're too smart to realize the fact that this incumbent
I'm going to vote for Hochul twice.
Is God awful?
If he doesn't answer the question,
as
I will go to
handling.
Buffalo and vote for Hochul and drive back down here
you
and
like
vote
that?
For her again.
Go look
That's
at the new stadium being
twice.
Built in Buffalo. By the way, without a dome. That's yeah. real. Taxpayer money.
Exactly.
Nice.
You know, the
exactly.
people in Buffalo pay a lot of tax. They're
this?
Taxpayer
this,
money for us, too, you know.
Job.
How about this, Jay? I made a mistake. How about Hochul saying, I made
she,
a mistake?
It's not a mistake. The stadium's not a mistake.
They need a dome. They need a dome.
They're never
going to
say that, Steve.
Why not reconstruct? Just say, what is what? Listen, Charlie, you're a lawyer, right? Have you ever made a mistake in your life?
No.
All the
Charles
time.
Is perfect.
Do you ever go back to your client and say to them, hey, listen, that's on me. I'm going to make this right.
Yeah, I do
yes,
it all the time.
Exactly. You know what? Every
Thank God they're not
they're
no. correct.
You know what?
Hilarious.
My roofer does. But Lee Zeldin? No. There's no, there's no such thing as I'm wrong.
Can I ask
no
you a question? Do you know the people?
Let me ask you. Have you heard Joe Biden say he was wrong?
Why?
Somebody
Joe
asked him the other day. Somebody asked him the other day, Mr. President, are we in a recession? No. Really? Okay. We're not in recession.
Yeah, but meanwhile, he goes and tells China that we're gonna go to war over Taiwan.
Well,
right.
Know,
so
listen.
You know
and
what?
And by the way,
obviously, he has some mental problems at this point.
Oh,
okay?
Really?
Yeah. The place is going to become like a senior citizen's home in the White House that those last 2 years. I am not.
That's the same guy, Charles. By the way, would vote again another 4 years. He told me this
because
it's the same election.
You're missing the point here. We want to vote for
Hold on a minute.
Zeldin. We want to vote for
if
the
If Biden
right
runs
guys.
Again, are you voting for him in 2024?
If Biden ran against Trump
Forget
again,
that.
I'd vote for Biden.
Whoever he's running against.
I would vote for him in a coffin before I vote. But
you
if
would
he was
vote,
in the coffin,
say,
I'd vote for him before I'd vote for Trump.
You'd okay. vote Biden over Tim Scott?
I don't know really much about Tim Scott.
You'll learn about him. that you would vote Biden over.
If Tim Scott goes along with the Republican platform, the whacked out right wing nonsense that's going on right now, I wouldn't vote for Tim Scott either. I'd vote for Biden in the box before Tim Scott, any of them.
I tell you. You guys are something else.
Listen, I understand politics, and I understand what politicians have to do to get elected and reelected, and sometimes they have to put certain spin on things. But when it becomes religious dogma to them, and they believe when they believe their own press clippings, that's when I leave.
Listen, here's the
thing.
Don't you want to raise the Lee Zeldin flag with me and you?
I would love to. And answer one question.
Tomorrow, when you have Lee Zeldin here, at least. When you ask the questions, let them know that there's a Stephen and Charles that exist. Tell them
we're
going to
be here.
Segment, smart guy.
No, we're going to be here.
He's going to be on the phone.
So can you at least give us a little love and say there's two guys, which I know
he
already knows.
He won't.
And say,
he won't do that.
Stephen Charles have a question for
you. All right, listen, guys. Hold on a minute. We gotta take a break because we have to take a look at the roads and the rails.
Can I do the weather? I won't do the weather.
Quiet.
Jay,
Amanda, let's check out. It's going to be a nice day. Let's check out what Amanda has as far as the travels are concerned. Right now, we are looking at 60, ladies and gentlemen, 60 degrees as we head towards 70 under partly cloudy skies. Let's head over to Mr. Cottle. He at the center. All right, it's a landslide. Joe Biden, folks, wins the Bronze Turdy Award. From last week, those who have stepped in it, you can vote on the LI News Radio Twitter page and vote. Listen, before we get to the nominees for the upcoming, you know, the abortion thing, I mean, Lee's made it very clear. He's made it very clear. And by the way, Charles, you should know this. The Reproductive Health Act of New York State, okay, abortion rights are already codified in that. So, in essence, that would allow even late-term abortions. Him being governor is never going to change that. Okay, that's already set in stone. I mean, that's the thing, you know. And you always tell me, you know, listen, read, do your research, educate yourself. The thing is, you got to know what's happening as far as the state of New York and how they handle certain things and the RHA and everything else is very important stuff. Lee's made it very clear. He's answered that a zillion times. Abortion rights are already codified in New York State. It is all through the RHA. Okay? So hopefully that maybe quells the waters as far as what you guys are thinking. Because he's made it clear. Okay, so, you know, this whole thing with the Trump endorsement, everything else is silly. Let's cross that bridge when we get to it, Stephen. That's what I say. Mr. Schwartz, may I have your nominee for the upcoming?
Wait a second.
No, wait a second.
Don't we have to do the weather?
Oh, well, we'll do. We'll let you do the weather in a second.
Okay.
I got a kid with a lollipop here, you know, the multicolored lollipop in the shorts. He wants to do the weather. All right, Mr. Schwartz. He's got the little beanie cap on, too. God. Mr. Schwartz,
there's a little propeller on
can
that.
Can I have your nominee, my friend?
Yes, it's going to be Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred for not seeing the real story, which I've been saying all morning, the good story, the story with the cup half full, the story that why people love baseball, not over this racial racial stuff that makes him shiver in his shoes every night. There's nothing real that is going on. The world needs realness. And when Marte, my man, came across home plate and looked up in the air and looked at the heavens, I'll tell you something. That was the story, not the Donaldson story. So, and Manfred is my turd of the week.
It's a good one. That's a very good one. All right, Mr. Walshine, can I have your selection, sir?
You know, very close to Steve's. On just the flip side of this, Michael Hill, senior VP at baseball, who was the spokesperson for giving Donaldson his one-day suspension, which is a black mark, completely stupid. There was nothing racist about the comment. It was just some guy making fun of another guy for trying to be something that he's not. So that's mine, and
Let me do the weather. Can I do the weather?
Can I give you mine?
No, I won't do the weather.
I'm going to give you mine.
All right.
Steve, that was a good one. I was going to go with Manfred. But my backup, you got to be prepared, is the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, who has already declared that he's looking at the White House for 2024. I mean, please. Eric, I hate to burst the bubble. You are in office at Gracie Mansion 5.5 months. And what have you done? You've done a couple of things here, there, but, you know, you haven't been vocal enough to change Albany, to change the city council as far as the thinking and everything else. Listen, when it's all said and done, you will be graded, mainly graded, on how you are going to handle the criminal activity in your neck of the woods, sir. And it ain't good right now. Now, listen, we know you're handcuffed a little bit. We know. We know the state ledge. We know the city council. We know the governor. We know Albany. And we know the reforms, and we know the bail reform and everything else. But you got to be a little more vocal. You got to step up to the plate a little bit, okay? Don't declare your presidency yet, because accomplishments are nearing zero as far as what's going on, all right? So be careful, please. Please. Let's not go crazy. Let's take care of what we have to as far as New York City is concerned. And let's focus on turning our city around rather than 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, my nominee for the upcoming third is Eric Adams. Right?
It's a good one.
Jay?
So there you go.
It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a little cloudy tomorrow, a little windy. You ain't going to need no sunglasses tomorrow, no shades. Weekend's not going to be that nice. Get a movie. But today's going to be a nice day.
Did I satisfy your internal situations at hand here? Because you were just dying to do a terrible impression of my good friend, Johnny Kyle.
Jay, I'm much obliged.
That's another thing we have to do. We have to get you and Johnny in the studio at the same
time. We got to get a picture.
Yeah, we got to get pictures.
Closing thoughts, Stevie?
Closing thoughts are this. You know what?
By the way, did you get what I said regarding the abortion? Did that satisfy you?
I do. I do. I do.
It doesn't satisfy me.
It doesn't really satisfy because the idea is you want to know what your governor is really thinking to be, so you want to know what his personal beliefs are and understand it and make people feel comfortable. I also want you to ask him whether or not he believes that the election was stolen, and I'd also like to and understand his feelings of why he would vote the way he did during the Capitol thing, and of course the SALT Act, which every Long Islander who owns a house in this community would like to know when it's coming back. Will he be part of the solution?
Does anyone know?
You know what? He was part of the of it not being here. He was part of it not being here.
Because we told you that a million times.
The butterfly cage. Yeah, the $10 million butterfly cage.
You want a $20 million butterfly.
You know what I want? I want a $6 billion right? To be able to write off people on Long Island alone to be able to write down about $4 or $5 billion in taxes that they're paying.
Charles, may I have a final comment, sir, before we get out of here?
Do me a favor. Just do a good job tomorrow, because I'm going to be outside with a sign protesting. Right outside that window.
Protest all you want. Security will whisk you away.
Yeah, I saw your security.
Serpentine.
Did you see the guy that just walked?
The security, the guy with the electric wheelchair. That guy in security.
Friend Rich.
With a quarter of a battery on there.
There you go.
With the Everetta Bunny with a hole in his drum and one drumstick. That guy? Yeah, okay.
Don't.
He's got a big nightstick.
Boom,
be
boom,
careful.
Boom, boom.
Be
don't
careful.
Don't bank on the looks of that individual. He is a...
he is a trained professional.
Timmy. Right.
He's got hands of steel.
I know, I
there
see.
There you go.
Anyway, 8:56, what do you say we get a final look of one's travels here on this busy Tuesday morning?